Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, November 12, 2018. I'm Rich Strappolino. The scooter company Lime announced the recall of all Okai scooters in their service after reports that they could break apart during normal riding conditions. Lime did not comment on the number of scooters recalled or the cities affected, but did state that they would be replaced by newer and more advanced models from different manufacturers. The Washington Post reports that the issue of cracking scooters was brought up to Lime by a contractor in a September 8th email. Alibaba's 10th annual Singles Day sold a gross merchandise volume of $30.8 billion, surpassing 2017's total of $25 billion in under 16 hours. Annual growth of the sales bonanza did slow to 27% on the year, the lowest in its 10-year history. At Microsoft's XO18 fan event, the company announced the acquisition of InXile Entertainment, makers of the Wasteland and Bard's Tale series, and Obsidian Entertainment, makers of, among many RPGs, Pillars of Eternity and Fallout New Vegas. This is in an effort to bolster their roster of exclusive titles going forward. The company said the studios will continue to operate independently. At the same event, Microsoft also announced that keyboard and mouse support would be coming to Xbox One on November 14th. Warframe will be the first title with official support. Fortnite support was announced, but there was no specific date given to when that's actually coming out. So, who knows? South Korea's Yonhap News reports that Samsung will unveil the Galaxy S10 smartphone in February, as well as a 5G model to follow in March. The report also stated that a foldable device, the Galaxy F, great name there, guys, would be unveiled in March as well. Samsung has previously stated that a foldable smartphone would be released in the first half of 2019. Business Insider reports that BlackBerry is in talks to buy the security company Cylance for an estimated $1.5 billion. Cylance produces AI-based security solutions and would presumably be rolled into BlackBerry's existing security services portfolio. Cloudflare released apps for iOS and Android to make it easier for mobile users to use their privacy-focused DNS service. The apps provide a single toggle to enable using their 1.1.1.1 DNS resolver, which was introduced on April 1st this year. Cloudflare service provides additional privacy from ISPs, as well as improved speed. Amazon said Friday it'll start selling Apple products directly and have access to the new iPad Pro, iPhone XR, iPhone XS, and Apple Watch Series 4, as well as Beats headphones. The deal covers the US, UK, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Japan, and India, with all new products hitting Amazon sites in the coming weeks. And finally, Netflix notified users that Nintendo will be shutting down all video streaming services on the Nintendo Wii console after January 31st, 2019. Presumably, this would also include Hulu and Amazon Prime, although this was not specifically stated in the release. Nintendo previously announced on September 2017 that the console's Wii Shop channel would be shut down on the same date. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com or in your podcatcher of choice. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. From all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.